You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. It is 28th of May 2018 and we are back with today's edition of The Editorial. And it's not the heat that is stinging. Journalism is also leaving a bit of a sting. It was a dirty, dirty weekend with some dirty players lowering the stakes and reputation of the games they play. Politics, football and cricket are the three dirty games that reign supreme over the weekend. Before we start, we trust you to know that no one has given us any money for anything. So rest assured that what we say is with only one agenda, to continuously expose power structures inimical to our existence. Some news are bound to sting, especially if they come from Cobra Post, but then some animals like the big media houses are so thick-skinned that it just doesn't matter. They peddle lie and hate and propaganda in the garb of truth for money, deep-seated political agenda, and guess what? You are paying for it all. Yes, you are the actually biggest sucker in all of this. Cobra Post said on Friday, showed how some 24 news organizations were willing to not only cause communal disharmony amongst the citizens but also tilt the electoral outcome in favor of a particular party for a price. Cobra Post undercover reporter Pushp Sharma went as Acharya Atal, telling each media house the same story that he represented a wealthy ashram which wants the Bharatiya Janata Party to remain in power. Here's a three-point strategy. Start with soft Hindutva, which he spells out as the sayings of Lord Krishna and from the Bhagavad Gita. Then attack the BJP's political rivals, especially Rahul Gandhi, Mayawati and Akhilesh Yadav, through satire of course. And finally, move on to a no-holds-barred agenda. All but two of the media houses agreed to the Cobra Post journalist's plan. The biggest name to tumble out of Cobra Post things was Times Group owner and the managing director Vineet Jain, who can be seen discussing a proposed Rs 500 crore deal for content that would help promote Hindutva and its political agenda. Jain is also heard discussing how a part of the payment could be made in cash. Now, Times Group has defended itself by the lamest excuse ever heard, that they were doing a reverse sting. If so, we are eagerly waiting for the tapes from their end. It is that simple to prove it otherwise. Cobra Post has also claimed that its investigation established that the RSS, as a corollary, its ideology of Hindutva, have made deep inroads into the newsrooms and boardrooms of India media houses, where even owners either blatantly admit that their allegiance to the party in power and its parent organization, or are eager to have an association with them. But gone are the days when you needed print and TV, and it's anyway sold out. The latest entrant was Paytm, the biggest beneficiary of demonetization after BJP. In fact, Cobra Post's report notes, their interaction with top Paytm honchos is quite revealing of many aspects. For it not only shows the company's affinity with both the BJP government and its ideological fountainhead RSS, but also shows that users' data can be compromised, all with a blink of an eye. Well, there goes the first dirty politics. And now onto the other dirty thing, cricket, this time by Al Jazeera. Five international cricketers, two from Australia and three from England, were allegedly involved in spot-fixing in test matches involving India. According to a purported sting operation conducted by Al Jazeera, The sting also shows the alleged involvement of Gail Stadium curator Taranga Indika in shaping pitches to allegedly favour fixers. Last year's test between Sri Lanka and India at Gail is also under suspicion, while match fixers have targeted England's test at the same venue in November this year, the Australian said. No Indian international has been mentioned in the documentary, but the purported sting shows former Mumbai Ranji cricketer Robin Morris, former Pakistan international Hasan Raza, a Dubai-based Indian businessman Gaurav Rajkumar, and other men allegedly tied to wanted criminal Dawood Ibrahim, talking about ways to fix matches and doctor pitches. The Indian Cricket Board said it was working closely with the ICC, and its Pakistan counterpart said it was going through reports alleging the involvement in corruption by a former Pakistan player. Well, it seems no one is actually affected by the stings. Well, definitely not the political parties, which are anyway under no scrutiny whatsoever. And it is fear-inducing, to say the least. Political parties are out of the purview of the RTI Act. The Election Commission has said in an order that is contrary to the Central Information Commission's directive, bringing six national parties under the transparency law. Well, when it comes to the RTI Act, the CIC, or the Central Information Commission, is the only appellate authority that may declare a body as a public authority if it is convinced that the organization matches the criteria for being under the RTI. The Election Commission has no jurisdiction here, just like Amit Shah has no jurisdiction or right to answer questions on the next Chief Justice of India. But he went ahead and answered that anyway and gave a glimpse into how another protocol of the senior most judge being made CJI will be flouted at the hands of the current CJI Deepak Mishra. And before we leave you to paddle your way through the week, especially without football, over 2 lakh outraged fans, including from outside the Liverpool club, have signed a petition to retroactively punish Real Madrid's Sergio Ramos after he was involved in a tussle with Mo Salah that left the latter with a suspected dislocated shoulder. Many observers felt Ramos had deliberately held onto Salah's arm as he fell to intentionally injure the striker. But Gareth Bale came out of his forced Banwas and stunned the world with that superb acrobatic bicycle kick, stunning Liverpool and the world, and winning Real Madrid the Champions League Cup. And the latest on him is that Manchester United are interested and will be going after him, while Real Madrid are now asking for £200 million for him. That's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye from TakeApart.com.